In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Jubilate is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from the first letter of St. Peter, the second chapter. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father." Then some of his disciples said among themselves, "What is this that he says to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I go to the Father'?" They said, therefore, "What is this that he says, 'A little while'? We do not know what he is saying." Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, "Are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? Most assuredly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow, because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who, for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With high delight let us unite in songs of great jubilation. Ye pure in heart, all bear your part, sing Jesus Christ our salvation. To set us free forever, he is risen and sends to all earth ends good news to save every nation. True God, he first from death has burst forth into life all subduing. His enemy doth vanquished lie, his death has been death's undoing. And yours shall be like victory o'er death and grave, saith he who gave his life for us, life renewing. Let praises ring, give thanks and bring to Christ our Lord adoration. His honor speed by word and deed to every land, every nation. So shall his love give us above, from misery and death set free, all joy and full consolation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. This is the word of the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. When God calls a man, he bids him come and die. When God calls a man to faith, he calls him out of death into death, out of the death of trespasses and sins, and into the death of Jesus, which is truly life apart from death. When God calls a man to faith, he calls him out of himself and into another, out of the dark oppression of individuality into the sunlit love of communion in the great and mystical body of Jesus. When God calls a man to faith, he calls him to leave the world behind with everything that he loves and holds dear, throw all caution to the winds, and follow, simply follow, and trust, and believe. And in these, should the man accept, lie hope and joy. Of course, hope and joy do not eliminate pain and sorrow, even as they do transcend both. Pain and sorrow are very real experiences in God's call to death. Jesus says it himself. I say to you that you will weep and lament, and you will be sorrowful. Perhaps it is the pain of martyrdom as faced by the apostles and the first Christians. Perhaps it is the pain of loss in death. Or perhaps simply the simplicity of saying goodbye. In any case, the hope and joy found in God's call to die to the self, to sin, to the world, transforms the common pains of human experience into little doors that open to that common redemption in the death and resurrection of Jesus. For you are transformed into sojourners and pilgrims here, as St. Peter says, journeying towards something far greater than this life and any of its meager offerings. When God calls, even Jesus must heed the invitation to come and die. He dies to himself. He does not decry humiliation, but makes himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. He subordinates his will. He comes down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. He follows the call of God to its end upon the cross. God bids him die, and he does. And in that death, God calls him further up and further in, into the hope and joy of a life unattainable by any other means. Jesus heeds the call out of the tomb into the tomb. He cannot break forth unless first sealed in. Those cannot wake who have not first slept. Jesus heeds the call to the right hand, and from thence shall return to judge those quick and dead, that is, to be their door himself, as a joyous fulfillment of hope in a reunion unmatched and indescribable. Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. The pain and the sorrow experienced when Jesus goes away are short-lived, but 3 days from his departure to the tomb, and but the blink of an eye from his departure to the right hand. There is certainly a sorrow in the death, that is, the loss of separation. Yet born again from those old ashes is the hope and joy, respectively, of return and reunion. The loss is but labor pangs, here for a moment, then replaced with something far greater, birthed from within them. Christian sorrow is then not dumb blubbering, but the pain of transformation, the pain of the call to faith, which is the call to die and to become something new. It is the call not to stare into the tomb or into the sky like gaping fools, longing for what is lost, but instead to gaze into the future and long for that beyond current circumstances which the eyes of faith alone can see. And in that longing is the hope of the coming inevitable and the joy in the joys therein to come. When God calls a man into the ministry, he bids the man take up his yoke, bear it, and die. When God calls, his stewards are bound to respond. Whether they flee like Jonah, complain like Moses, accept like Elijah, or a combination of all three like the 12, God will have his way. He will see the call through to its required death, so that he himself can be the life and strength and hope and joy of those beloved children entombed with Jesus only to wake and rise and live with him. Nevertheless, there is a sorrow in the call of God, because it is always a call like that extended to Abraham out of something good, comfortable, and familiar, into something new, uncertain, unknown. It is the same sorrow of the disciples at the words of Jesus. But the joy of Eastertide is not only the promise that Jesus will transform sorrow into joy. It is also the very witnessing of that transformation. It is the joy that on the other side of that call to die, something new comes. Confusion, sadness, and longing are no longer loss, but gain for those dead to themselves and alive in Jesus. Whatever you may feel, whether these or something else, you possess something far greater, the risen and glorious flesh of Jesus. For he is himself, in his call to death and in his resurrection, the new door through which all believers strive to enter into a new and glorious reunion, where what is encountered is greater than what is left behind. All in Christ meet each other through that common door to the uncommon joys found only at the foot of the cross, before the throne of the Lamb in his kingdom. And thus no Christian really ever does say goodbye, whether in life or in death. Goodbyes themselves are transformed in Jesus from the permanent to the new temporary of "we will meet again soon." And we are joyful in such a farewell because we see and we handle and we eat the very Jesus who said that he would return after going away. In him, your life is fulfilled with all your longings, for he is the head of the unified body. Where he is, all within him reside, whether here or there, then or now. Like Simeon, you can thank God for his work, and all can depart in the peace that hope and joy alone afford through that great call to die. When God calls, you can be certain there will be sorrows. But these pangs too will pass and be replaced with joy only appreciable from having endured. Today I say, like Jesus, I am going away. For but a little while longer you will see me, and I you, and then you will not see me. While you will not always have me, you will, however, always have Jesus. In his great going away, once for sins, he paradoxically draws nearer to you. And all sorrows, in heeding the call to die to the self, are transformed into joy as we all walk together through our little doors to the cross, from wherever it is that we are, and despite by however great the degree to which we are separated. There, through our little doors, we meet each other again in our deaths together, because we in Christ pilgrim on together to the Father, who has rooms made ready at the behest of his Son, who has gone away before us as the first of us to follow the bidding of that great call of God, the first of us to die, and the first of us to enter into that great life to come. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in our Lord Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For the people of God who now participate in the victory of Christ, for a holy fear and awe at the resurrection of Christ, for all fears of death and hell to be dispelled in the triumphant Lamb of heaven, and for loud shouts of praise to our God and Father for his good and gracious will, let us pray to the Lord. For Christ's holy bride, the Church, born of water and of blood from his riven side, the new and beautiful Eve from the new and greater Adam, for a unity within the body, knit together by the love and working of Christ, for all bishops and pastors, and for their faithfulness in proclaiming the death and resurrection of Christ according to apostolic tradition and mandate, and for the confession of all Christians to be steadfast and bold, even unto death, let us pray to the Lord. For Joseph, our president, Michael, our governor, and all who serve this nation by making and upholding law and good order, for wisdom and integrity to those in power, for kindness and compassion among the peoples, and for concord among all nations, let us pray to the Lord. For an abundance of the beautiful, the good, the admirable, the true, the noble, and the excellent, for true and selfless love toward the neighbor, and for the defense and preservation of all life, let us pray to the Lord. For an end to all war, bloodshed, sedition, and rebellion, for the protection of our great defender against every adversity, for mercy to those enduring want or hardship, for encouragement to the downtrodden, and for aid to the helpless, let us pray to the Lord. For all enemies and persecutors of the faith, for hearts of love and forgiveness that pray as did Christ, Father, forgive them. For the spirit of comfort to dispel all hatred and scorn, that it may not be a poison to the hearts and souls of Christians, for reconciliation among the brethren, for the return of the wayward and the erring, and for peaceable lives lived upon the way, let us pray to the Lord. For the touch of the great physician in glorious risen flesh, that he would preserve and heal according to his good pleasure and the humble prayers of his people, for all in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity of body or soul, especially Shannon, Gail, Larry, Steve, Morris, Reed, and Ben. For peace to those near death, for those who mourn, especially the families and friends of Chris, Maxine, and Dwayne. And for all who now slumber in death, let us pray to the Lord. O Christ, our true Passover Lamb, who has taken away the sin of the world by your death, and who by your resurrection has trampled death into the dust of hell's broken doors, permit that on this day we would join in the cries of holy alleluias that transcend all time and space, as your holy church throughout all ages celebrates the life won by you, the firstborn from the dead. As your holy people gather even now around your altar, give us that true bread from heaven, that being fed with your glorious flesh and blood, we may take into ourselves the glory of your resurrection and be transformed into your image to serve, to praise, and to enjoy you forever in the eternal kingdom. Hear our prayers, even as you do now live, O slain and risen Lord, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.